Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Dire Straits bringing us back, guess Mark Knopfler on the Fast Fingers there. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest, our good friend. He is a security advocate, VP of Soho Solutions, and he's our online technology security expert. Scott, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Sure, thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Let's give us a few more security basics that you just gave us a few of them in the last segment. Give us a few more of those.
Absolutely. On top of keeping software up to date to sort of keep attacks from penetrating the system in the first place, another thing to do is basically take the targets away. There's a concept called hardening, which is, let's say you have a computer or an operating system, you harden it by taking away extra features that you don't use. Think of it this way. If you're using an older program on a computer that, say, you haven't touched in a couple of years, if something gets into your system, it'll try anything it can to get in.
Because that probably hasn't been updated.
Yeah, it's not just it hasn't been updated, but it's also all these extra things give all these potential ways for them to break
right,
in.
Right, right.
So if you're not using a program, get rid of it.
So it's like a door that you don't ever use anymore. Don't just lock it. If you can get rid of it, get rid of it.
Exactly. That's called system hardening. You can do that on computers, operating system. Less is more, basically. Whatever you actually need, that's fine. But if you don't need it, get rid of it.
Right.
And also, assuming your network will be actually doing some online banking, that type of thing,
right,
make sure you have a separate dedicated computer for that instead of doing it with one of the regular computers. It takes the risk away if that's only that. And again, this comes back to the system hardening. If that
we all want to do our own banking on our computers, right?
Exactly. But if you have it in your business and you have, I guess...
You're saying for the business part of it, it really should be on one computer.
If you can keep that all on one computer separate from everything else, if something gets onto something else in the system, it won't necessarily jump onto where your online banking is.
Right. Okay.
So separate
that
is good.
That makes a lot of sense. If you can isolate it like that and partition it like that, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, anytime you can separate your attackers from the jewels, so to speak, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Another thing you can do, which is helpful to limit, when you start an account on a computer, typically they will give you choices of what type of account to do. The basic one is what's called an administrative account, which allows you to download, modify, and delete programs. That doesn't sound like a big deal. The problem is if you're using an administrative account and a bad guy gets in, they then have all those controls over your system. So typically speaking, below one of these administrative accounts, you can get a, quote, standard account. The only real difference you'll notice is if you try to download something, you just have to punch in the administrative account password to get permission for it. So it's
you recommend that we not go in at the administrative level, we'll go at the standard
Correct.
Level.
Any business should have as few administrative accounts as possible. Standard accounts, you honestly won't notice the difference unless you try to download something.
What would be an example of how we would run into that? Under that, I mean, I'm thinking of like our relationship with ICANN through NetSol. You know, managing those things. I know we have I'm trying to think of what else we'd have an administrative account for.
That would actually be at the operating system level. So let's say you're on a Windows computer and you know it'll have an account. Like my account might be something like Scott. Mm-hmm. Okay, Scott should not be an administrative account. It should be a standard account where I don't have all that extra, basically, power over the system.
Okay.
So there'll be an administrative account in the background, say like S. I wouldn't really call it S admin.
So you're saying on your own network there should only be one administrative.
Exactly. As few as possible.
I got you. Don't give everybody who has access to the network administrative capability.
Yeah, if they have the keys, that's really giving them a lot more access.
Okay, all right, that's good. That makes sense.
One other thing to do is also make sure passwords are good to go. What I mean by that is a lot of the stuff you'll get will work out of the box. This could be something like your Wi-Fi router or something like that. The reason it works out of the box is because it has a default password. You need to change those. There's actually a website out there, and I'm not kidding, called routerpasswords.com. If you look that up and you look up your model, it'll tell you what your password is. Obviously, any hacker can go check this as well.
Right. So yeah, most of us don't change our router passwords, do we?
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't have to be just passwords. It can even be something like your webcam, assuming it actually has a password. And that can be pretty scary. I mean, you think about it. You're having a business meeting. Someone can just click on your webcam in the background. You'll never know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And, of course, by the same token, you can also have a webcam keeping an eye on your kids at home, and they can click into that. So this gets really creepy really
quickly.
You
know, password management is one of the really annoying things in my life right now.
Oh, for sure. You know,
because,
there are programs for that.
Because more and more programs, more and more things that I need passwords for want a higher, more complicated, they require a more complicated email, a password. And if I don't want to have the same password for everything, even if I, complicate it, capital whatever, dash this and number that, I still don't want to have all of them the same.
Oh, for sure.
But after a while, you forget them. And I'm not good about writing them down. What should you do? Why do we handle that?
There's a type of program, a really helpful one, called a password manager, which basically does all that for you. You have one very long password, which you use to get in, and it doesn't have to be tons of, gibberish. It can actually be something like a phrase, like Jim Blasingame likes to go fishing now. Mm-hmm. That could be your password. Don't use that one now that I've mentioned it online. But it's a very long password for a computer. It's really hard to guess. And once you get in there, it sets up complicated passwords for every site you have and stores them.
Right.
There are a bunch of programs like this. Some of the more popular ones are LastPass, Dashlane, and Password1.
All right. So, and then if I want, and then I go in and put my password into that program, and then get the password it assigned to that.
It'll take care of your passwords for everything else.
Yeah.
And if something goes wrong, you can just set it, and it'll change every password across every program you have.
Great. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.